recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios Brisbane on 102.1 FM.
And broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games.
With 10 years experience and over 500 episodes,
Zed Games brings you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to reach out? Message us on Facebook at ZEDGamesAU.
Welcome to Zed Games. We're here at 4ZZZ. It is a Wednesday, and you're listening to Zara, your host, and
Ronnie.
And it's, Ronnie, the other host. Us. It's just the two of us.
It's just us. We're on our own.
I was a little bit worried that we wouldn't be able to have enough chatter, but Ronnie proved to me earlier.
Oh, I can talk.
You can talk, which is great because
we need it.
We need it.
Yeah. Oh, and this is, I think, the first week in the entire time I've been at Zed Games where I haven't gotten a squeaky chair.
You haven't? Really?
Yeah, I just get the one that goes back really far.
Yeah, so. the sort of the lazy kind of like just chilling
can be basically chair. Horizontal.
Instead of the squeaky chair. Do I have the squeaky? No, I don't.
No. Neither? It's over there somewhere.
Maybe we should only have two people from now on because I feel like with two people, we can avoid the squeaky chair.
Yes.
How are you today?
I am well. I mean, yeah, I had work, so I guess.
Well, look, we're here now, and we're here to talk about things such as video game news by the wonderful, fantastic Evie.
Yes.
We've also got, what else do we have on the agenda?
Well, we're going to talk about animals in games.
Animals
today,
in games.
We? And I'll bring you a very quick review of a game called Cat Tales. And I'm not going to tell you anything because, you know, that's going to be my review later.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Does it have anything to do with cats?
No.
I actually believed you for a good second. I was like, what? What? Okay. But you know what we should do right now?
What should we do?
We should listen to some news.
Oh, we absolutely should.
Let's hop into it.
This week in gaming news, Sony announces partnerships with Black games communities. Sony Interactive Entertainment has just arranged partnerships with four organizations to assist with providing economic opportunities to Black communities. Sony has said that it plans to work with Black Girls Code, The Hidden Genius Project, Gameheads, and Black in Gaming to evoke long-lasting change by improving access to the tech and gaming industry and building a better structure for Black voices to be heard. Each organization will be focusing on their own unique project under the support of Sony. Black Girls Code will be adopting more racial and gender diversity in science, tech, engineering, and math by assisting African-American girls and young women of color. The Hidden Genius Project will be looking at mentoring Black male youth in tech. Gameheads will be focusing on video game design and development to help encourage youth of color in the Bay Area. And of course, Black in Gaming, also known as BIG, is striving to establish a global community of diverse professionals by increasing Pan-African representation within the games industry. If you'd like to know more, head over to the Zed Games Facebook page at ZEDGamesAU. Valve ordered to comply. Valve have been ordered by a Californian magistrate judge to comply with Apple's request for financial data for over 400 Steam titles. Early in February, Apple asked Valve for data from its yearly sale of apps, IAPs, and external products, including information relating to Steam's revenue. Apple has stated that it would use this data to battle Epic Games by allowing Apple to be able to calculate the total size of the market for Epic's digital distribution channels. Valve pushed back against Apple, however, a judge has concluded that Valve must comply and has until mid-March to do so. Epic and Apple are set to have their trial in May to hopefully settle their long-winded legal battle. Goodbye, Anthem. BioWare have officially cancelled plans for Anthem 2.0 project. This project was meant to help revitalize and rework BioWare's unsuccessful online shooter back in 2019 called Anthem. BioWare published a post saying, "In the spirit of transparency and closure, we wanted to share that we've made the difficult decision to stop our new development work on Anthem, aka Anthem Next. We will, however, continue to keep the Anthem live service running as it exists today. Christian Daly, the studio director, goes on to say that his team are very disappointed and that he personally was brought to BioWare for Anthem and that it has been a highlight of his career. According to Bloomberg, the small developer team working on the new Anthem project is now headed to work on the Dragon Age team. Game releases this week. On March 2nd, Harvest Moon: One World comes out on Switch. Marquette comes out on PC, PlayStation 5, and PlayStation 4. Monster Jam Steel Titans 2 on PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Switch. Yakuza: Like a Dragon comes out on PlayStation 5. March 3rd, Sir Lovelot on PC, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. On March 4th, Nausea on Switch. Kill It With Fire, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. Mortal Shell Enhanced Edition comes out on PlayStation 5 and Xbox X Series. Ranch Simulator on PC. On March 5th, Anton Ball Deluxe on PC. 2 Point Hospital Jumbo Edition on PlayStation 5, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. On March 8th, The Elder Scrolls Online Flames of Ambition DLC comes out on PC. On March 9th, Apex Legend make it to Nintendo Switch. Watch Dogs Legion multiplayer mode also comes out on all platforms. That's all this week in gaming news.
Thank you, Evie, and also thank you, Evie, in real life, for just helping us get started, just help me find the files in the system. Now, a lot of interesting stuff in the news.
It's a very big week.
Yeah.
There's more news, too, obviously. Like, there's other things going on, but Sony is really cool. That's what I want to focus on. Because Sony, even outside of the work that they're doing with the black community, African-American communities in the States, is what they're doing with, like, accessibility for hard-of-hearing video gamers as well.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing a lot of things that I'm really enjoying coming out of Sony.
And while we're seeing it, it's also, we were talking about this earlier, we want to see more of that here.
Yes.
But we also realize that we know that there are black, indigenous, Torres Strait gamers out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sitting right across from one.
It's me, hello.
Yeah, and vice versa. But we don't know a lot.
No.
There isn't really a community.
No, there isn't. And you know what? There are lots of reasons for that. And
yeah.
It's something that I think we'll see change over the next 10 years, probably. But I did, like, see a call out last year or something for people that wanted to, other Indigenous gamers that wanted to be in touch with Indigenous gamers, because it evidently is an issue that we seem to be having, where if you're Indigenous and you play video games, you don't really know any other Indigenous people playing video games.
Yeah.
Or even content creators in terms of video games. So, like, Twitch streamers or anything like that. There may be games creators that we also don't know about, but I want to know them.
Yeah,
I want to know all of them.
If you're
out there,
if you're out there, we know you're out there. We know you're out there. We want to hear from you.
Yeah. You can contact us on Facebook
at ZEDGamesAU.
Yep.
Just say hello. I'm here. We will respond. We'll also say, hello, I'm also here. And just let us know that you're around. Because I think that also really helps, is to know that there are other people similar to you who have similar interests as well.
Yeah.
Because when I was growing up, I felt I was pretty much the only gamer around. And, you know, I felt like a real dork. But we're not dorks.
Are you sure about that?
We're nerds, but cool nerds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I forgot that there was this very distinct definition for the differences between a nerd, a dork, and a geek.
Well, see, a dork is what my mom would have called me.
Oh, yes.
A nerd is what I call me. There's a very big difference.
Nerds are also great candy.
Nerds are... Now I want nerds. You're listening to Zed Games with Zara and Ronnie. And Ronnie here
Oh, no.
Has a review for us yes. about a game called Cattails.
Before I do that, I wanted to give a really quick shout out to Xander, who you would have heard before.
Yeah.
Xander is amazing, and Xander has done some amazing stuff in terms of like accessibility with music.
Yeah.
So I've had a couple of really great conversations with him about that. And yeah. So I'm so glad when we can play his music. Because
shout out to Xander. You're the MVP.
Yeah, so now I'm going to talk to you about Cattails. I have a very quick question for you, Zara.
Okay.
Have you ever wanted to be a cat?
Yes.
Okay. I have another quick thing calling myself out here. I should stop playing survival games because I don't like survival games. but that being said, Cattails has 10 out of 10 rating on Steam. I've been playing it on Nintendo Switch. Because I try to use my Switch more, it costs me a lot of money, so I should play it more. And Cattails is literally Stardew Valley, but you're a cat. That's it. That's what it is. It's kind of sad because, the only reason you're out hunting and surviving is because your humans abandoned you on aww. The side of the road. So when it got to that, I didn't even see that coming. That's in like the first 5 minutes. And I was reading it, and I was just like, why would you do this? Why would you do this? I just wanted to be... But it makes sense, because a different cat has to teach you how to survive, because you've been a domestic cat. You have no idea how to hunt. Like, if my cat went outside, she wouldn't know what to do with herself, because her food isn't in a beautiful bowl served to her at 5 p.m., right?
Yeah.
You have to go out and you have to hunt, and like many survival games where you rely on food, you can and you will slowly starve to death. So, you can pick the color of your cat, you can pick the color of their eyes, aww. And then you can name them, and then you can run around, and you can try to hunt mice, and collect various, like, plants. I was like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Herbs?
Plants. Herbs and things like catnip and cat grass.
Yeah.
And all of those great, wonderful cat things.
Yes.
They all do different things. But yeah, there are obviously dangers in it. It's trying to be a survival game where you're a cat, so real dangers that a cat might face when out in the wild.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it until my save file disappeared. And then I didn't want to redo the tutorial, and so now it's just sitting on my Switch, and it makes me sad every time I look at it. I don't know what I did. I think that I saved it incorrectly, because I don't remember it having an autosave feature.
Yeah, we depend a lot on autosave.
We really do. So many games have them now. I take it for granted. I feel bad about it. The other thing about Cattails that I kind of... had a gripe with is the font that they use for the text, for the dialogue and stuff like that. I can't read it.
Is it just like...
It's that pixelated text.
Oh.
You know, like, if you were to go play a really, really old Pokemon game, for example, and
yeah.
it's all pixelated, it's like that, but it's worse.
Oh, no.
So, there were times where I legitimately didn't know what I was reading, and there's no way to change, the size of it, or how it appears, or the font itself, which I know would be a stylistic choice, because it very much takes that, like, pixel art 8-bit look,
yeah.
And runs with it, but it was very difficult for me to read. My eyesight isn't terrible. I mean, I wear glasses, but my eyesight is perfectly fine with my glasses on.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it would be like if you had worse eyesight.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, but, like, counterpoint.
Counterpoint. You're a cat.
You're a cat.
Yeah.
Do cats know how to read?
Not really. I mean, I don't know. We don't know. I can't ask Sylvia if she knows how to read.
I've offered books to Meowie, even comic books, and she never seemed to have quite any interest in it.
Mm.
But I think I need to actually teach her how to read first.
Yeah.
Probably skipping an important step there.
Yeah.
But sometimes, yeah, font decisions in games can really be very frustrating.
Yeah. But I mean, in the end, it is a very cute, fun, relaxed little survival game.
Yeah.
It has 10 out of 10 on Steam. I don't think I've ever played a game that is 10 out of 10 on Steam.
On Steam specifically.
Yeah.
The people, it can be quite brutal.
Steam, it really can be brutal.
Yeah.
It's a big community, and everybody has their own opinions. And mine would just be that it's hard to read, but if you don't really want to care about the story, then it doesn't matter. And you can do easy, regular level, medium, and hard.
Yeah.
I was doing easy because, well, I knew it was a survival game, and I knew that I am historically trash at survival games. So I picked easy because the last survival game I played was Windbound, and we all know how that went for me.
Well, yeah.
Games I love. Games I'm not good at. It's a circle. Right now, it's a circle. Survival games.
Thank you for your honesty. We all really appreciate it. Also quite like survival games. Get very stressed out about it.
So stressed. But like when you see your health bar or like your hunger bar just like ticking down, you're like, I don't have any food, or you can't like store food for a long. Because I'm the kind of person who likes to hoard in video games.
Yeah.
Like if I'm playing something like Skyrim or The Witcher, my strategy is, and you can ask Sam this, like my partner, to kill everybody and take all of their stuff. Leave the naked body on the ground.
I have a friend who is just like that. She specifically actually hacks the console commands only to make sure that she won't be over encumbered.
I love it.
Yep.
Yep.
Now, we're about to move on, Rani and I, to a segment where we talk about animals in video games.
Did you know that I really like animals?
Did you?
Yeah.
I said that in a past tense. Do you?
I do still like animals, and yes. I did like animals.
Yes.
I probably liked animals more as a kid than I do now, because I understand the financial responsibility of animals now. But you don't have to pay for animals in video games.
Well, other than the actual video game itself,
it doesn't cost you anything. Just it doesn't cost time. You... nearly $2,000 in one vet visit to the emergency vet, you know? Like, it doesn't do that.
So, what would your favourite video game that allows you to interact with animals be?
Well, obviously, Barbie Horse Racer. Bringing that one back.
Yeah.
I really enjoy games where you didn't think you were going to be able to interact with animals, but you are able to interact with animals. So, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, where you get to pet the dogs and pick up the cats.
Yeah, that's true.
I spend a lot of time chasing down animals, getting them to love me.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you know, there's Animal Crossing, where you're really the only... human type being?
Question mark.
Yeah, I'm Animal Crossing. I have a lot of debt to a raccoon, and he's never going to see that money because I don't feel like expanding my house any further. Yeah.
I mean, so basically, I've never interacted with a real life raccoon, but from what I understand...
They're just like that.
They're just like that.
They are exactly like Nook. They will take everything that they can... And that's it. I used to live in the States, in case anybody was wondering why I sound weird. And we used to feed the neighbor's cats. And they would keep the cat food in, like, a locked bin. Raccoons can open locked bins.
They have surprisingly human hands.
They have actual fingers and opposable thumbs. And they're very dexterous little bandits. So... Yeah, no, Nook is just like a raccoon.
Nook is just like a raccoon.
And then his little children. I mean, they're his nephews, but whatever.
I mean, he's actually basically adopted them.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's actually a beautiful story of this adoptive father figure.
Yes. Who and is a single raccoon. Dad. He's a single dad.
As far as we know, there was some history there with Red. Like, there was definitely something going
on.
Yeah,
how is Red our cousin when we're. I don't know. Animal Crossing.
I always pictured Red with, like, I know it's like a Japanese game, but I always pictured Red with a Boston accent. Just, I don't know why.
I guess I could see that. Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
She's like, hey, cuz.
And you're like, okay, dude.
He's like, you're about to scare me?
He's like, do you want to buy this painting for $500,000? No? Oh, that's fine. I'll give you the family discount because we're basically cousins. I was like, what did I miss? What is going on?
Moving on from Animal Crossing, because I know that we can talk about that for ages.
I was playing it just before the show.
Yeah.
You had a specific game that you wanted to mention.
Yeah, I wanted... I think one of my favorite games with... Because I love Animal Crossing.
Yes.
I love Nintendogs. Yes. And cats. But I also really love the Long Dark. Because of how animals play into the game. You can't... It's not a friendly interaction.
Is it a survival game that
It's a very survival game.
Oh dear.
My friends can tell when I'm playing it because I'll post screenshots of a toilet and I'm like, guess what I'm doing again? And they're like, don't drink the toilet water. Drinking the toilet water because it's safe to drink. I don't have to boil it. It's fine.
Yeah.
And also, there is a bear outside my cabin and I'm waiting until it's daylight because for some reason that makes me feel a little bit safer going up against a bear with a flare.
In the daylight.
I
don't know if I can agree with your logic there, but I understand what you mean, yeah.
But also, like, you can actually track the animals using their little paw prints in the snow to, like, figure out what their paths are, how they patrol the territories.
So you gotta be smart as well.
Yeah, and I think there's also a thing where animals can also, I mean, if they spot you, they will sometimes tend to follow you as well. But I think there's a thing where if you're in a specific area for too long, they start to pick up your scent and your presence more. So they tend to
intrude a lot.
So you can't really bunk up in a single cabin for too long. You have to keep moving. Otherwise, the bear and the wolves are going to get you.
This is terrifying. I want to play it.
Yes, you should play. It's actually a very beautiful game.
I mean...
I'm drinking toilet water, so I don't know what to tell you.
I never had Nintendogs as a kid. Really? I had an Australia Zoo video game, and Australia it was, like, Zoo. Actually Australia Zoo because it was, like, Discovery Planet or something.
Was it a zoo simulator kind of thing?
It was, like, a vet thing. I had a couple of different, like, vet-style games.
I remember having a vet game growing up, but yeah. I can't remember what exactly it was called, but I got stuck on this case with a dog who had really bad breath, and I kept thinking, oh, it's obviously a gum disease, and everyone was like, no, it's not gum disease. Like, what else could it be?
Lots of things are. It could be lots of things that cause your dog's breath to go.
I diagnosed and did everything, and it was just all led to gum disease, and then, I don't know.
I'm still better about it. I mean, I did really enjoy Barbie Horse Adventure. I think that was the defining moment for me. I can't let go of Barbie Horse Adventure. And it looks beautiful in my mind. And I looked up photos of it the other week before we did. And it's not beautiful. But it is beautiful because you get to ride around on horses. And yes, I know Red Dead Redemption exists.
It's not the same.
But it's not the same because I'm not Barbie.
It's like, if you could choose to be some cowboy or Barbie. One of the most successful women in history.
She has done so many things with her life.
She walked so cowboy man could canter.
She trotted. I mean, it's always fun, I think, when you are in a game and you don't expect to be able to interact with animals and then you can.
Yeah.
There's always just a nice surprise. Like when you can just walk up to the dog and pat it. And
yeah.
That's it. You don't get anything else from it in the game. You just get the dog enjoying you. Like, I'm pretty sure in Valhalla, I actually have a wolf as a pet. Supposedly, I named it and everything, but it doesn't hang out with me. It just exists, and it was a nice little thing to warm your heart in the middle of invading Britain.
That's beautiful.
Yep.
Thank you for that, Ronnie.
No worries.
You're listening to Zed Games. You're here with Zara and Ronnie, it is coming up to the end of the evening for us.
No, we have to say goodbye. I'm pouting, but you can't see because it's radio.
Rani is pouting. It was quite an impressive pout.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we're only here for an hour.
I know.
Which is, well, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But we got to talk about things like...
animals and video games. We had someone text in.
Yeah, we did have someone text about, in.
We think it was Elder Scrolls Online.
Elder Scrolls 6, I guess. They said that you should be able to interact with the pets.
Which would be really cool. Yeah. I'll be keen for it. But as long as I can keep taking people, killing people and taking their stuff and leaving them naked in a cave, it's felt
that's
fine.
What it's all
that's
about,
what
really.
I want really
but
and to pet cats.
I mean, you could have a dog in Skyrim.
Oh, okay, well then, yeah, all right, I better go back and play more Skyrim.
I do remember somebody having a problem because they adopted a child, but the child didn't like the dog that they had also adopted, which caused a whole problem.
You can return the child, can't you?
No. I mean, it depends on where you are. If
you can
like,
teach the child to like the dog.
You can teach children to like dogs. You just gotta, or maybe
send them off on an adventure together.
Yeah, go on a little adventure with your dog. That's a great bonding experience.
Yeah,
I think we should all do that. Go on adventures with our pets.
I don't think Sylvia would be okay with that.
Oh, too bad. It's a bonding experience.
Would.
It's for family.
It's for family.
But
I think that's all.
Have you had a nice time tonight?
I have, but now I want to eat dinner.
Yeah, me too.
I'm quite hungry.
All right. Okay. Everybody, so long. Take care. Thanks for tuning in. But for now,
bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Zed Games.
If you'd like to listen to more, check out our podcast on Spotify.
Or follow us on social media at ZEDGamesAU.
See you next time.